Glory, 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 all to your Son, Father. Oh, the name of Jesus, we come a-skipping, hallelujah, thanking you and singing, Lord God. Glory, 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 it is well, it is well. Thank you, Lord. God, thank you for your love and encouragement, Lord. Always through your Son, looking into the Word, I see his face, I see his eyes of love. And most importantly, Lord, your sheep know your voice. Thank you, Lord, that you speak to us, Lord God, in the sweetness of your Word. Trust me, call out to me from the ends of the earth. Yea, though I make my bed in hell, you're there with me. Lord God, you'll never leave me nor forsake me. Lord, you know it. Hallelujah. You know our hair on our head, our thought afar off. God, thank you that you know us so well because you love us. Thank you, Lord. You're calling us. Come unto me. Come unto me. Come unto me. God, let us go boldly today. Let's not delay any longer. Let's get in there, God, and get what you have to give, which is grace and mercy and help. Because we are needy, we thank you for it, Lord God. Let us delight in the beauty of your Son today. In your Word, anoint us with your Spirit. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Well, we're going to the 84th Psalm today. So that's Psalm 84. And it was sweet to my heart. I thought last week, Lord, with what you brought, I couldn't believe that we were sitting in our pews. I really couldn't even believe it. I thought, Lord God, here we are. We should be lifting up our voices to you. But my sweet wife, she brought back remembrance of Brother Hill. He'd say many times, he said, well, you know, when we used to feed the hogs, they'd get awful quiet. Now, I don't want you to misinterpret that. I'm not calling God's precious sheep any swine here. But you know, it's just an expression of some good feeding. But you know, that quietness in my heart all changed on Tuesday. It was so sweet. I was really going through a battle. I felt awful low. And it was so sweet. I got an email from a brother. I had the opportunity to be, can you imagine, encouraged by a sister who was laying in a hospital bed. And thanks be to God for, again, the supplying of the rich glory and grace and love and encouragement through the saints. You don't have to be standing up on a mountaintop. You can be laying low in a valley. And I'll tell you what, you can touch somebody beyond anything you could ever touch them with. Praise God. But there she was, and she was used of the Lord, and that brother as well, too, to bring a mighty wind to my sail, as you could say that. And I'm so thankful that my spirit just began to dance before the Lord. And I lifted up my voice to him and I said, thank you, I love you. I know things are trying to overwhelm me, but I'm just going to get out here and let my spirit dance before you. And as the Word of God always does through the Holy Spirit, he brought this verse to my heart. And there in the 11th verse of the 84th Psalm, it says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Now let me tell you something, that's some good stuff. I mean, that is just like great stuff. What a promise. In just one little verse, you talk about an all-inclusive song of love. And then here we are, brothers and sisters, in this time, in this age, we have Paul's gospel. The gospel, praise God, of the mystery of Christ, his church, praise the Lord. And how he opened this verse up. You talk about types and shadows and things hidden. Whew, it just opened up and like a gusher just come flying out of my heart. Lord, thank you, Jesus. As he starts here, the Lord God, Jehovah, the truth, I am my Savior. My goodness, brothers and sisters, is a sun and shield. Now you think about that sun. I remember that sister that gave some sweet thoughts on the sun back there at the convention in Missouri. But just to think about the natural sun, giving life to everything. Without the sun, nothing could grow. How much more your Lord and Savior in your life, brothers and sisters. And you think about how he brightens everything, everything in your life. He takes a sorrow and you look into the Word of God and you say, oh Lord, that's for my good. He takes a real heartache, something that just wrenched me. And I look in there and said, oh my goodness, happy are ye. Happy. How could these things be? Because of the love of God. Because He's growing His life up in us. How could it be that that cross could be such a joy to Him? But He went willingly and joyfully. And He hung upon that cross and held that cross together and held those nails into His hand because of the joy that was set before Him. He endured that precious cross. Father, Thy will be done. We're going to be happy because Your will is being completed. Praise the Lord in me and now I in them. Oh my goodness. Now, brothers and sisters, and then a shield. You think of this. He calls it the apple of His eye. He defends you, doesn't He? Praise the Lord. He is a defense. He is a shelter. He has set a continual hedge about me and about you too. And He has to lift it up for any of that old Satan's tempting to even get at me. Now know these things, brothers and sisters. We rejoiced at the table the other day that He set for me. That's your thanksgiving. He invited all those rascals to sit around you, to sup there, to think that they were going to discourage you and mock you to your face. And all the while, those dummies never knew, oh honey, I'm doing it for your good. Watch me. These are your infirmities. Here comes the thorns. I'm going to have them nestle right up next to you. And I'm going to show myself faithful in you. I'm going to show you that I can love in you through anything. I can give you faith through the darkest night. I can take you, yea, to the valley of the shadow of death. And you're not even going to fear down there because the rod and the staff are with you and you're going to be comforted like you could never imagine. I'm going to show that we love one another, that I am for you, that you are mine and my desire is toward you. Now this is mighty. Listen to these things. God help us to take heed just for a moment. Just for a moment today. Let Him increase His life in you. Now, here we go. The giver of grace and glory. Now, think about that. He gives grace. Grace upon grace. Listen, and the order of grace and glory, so precise and true, there'll never be one bit of glory without grace. It doesn't happen. It doesn't work. It has to be grace, and He's the one that is full of that wonderful grace. It is Him. It has to be grace first, the only way we could ever receive a thing. But then you think about what He says, now come boldly to the throne of grace. He didn't put any contingencies, limitations, any special rules or regulations that you had to do before you got there. My goodness, what religion has confused in many a minds. Just come boldly. Come boldly. And isn't it amazing? Come boldly to my throne of grace. And what am I going to give you? I'm going to give you grace. And I'm going to give you mercy. Because you need help. You got a time of need. And it just struck me so much how beautiful the Lord is. Now I pray we would dwell at that throne of grace. But He knows who we are. He knows how weak and how our attention deficit disorder runs very deep in every one of us. Come on now, let's be honest. God quicken us to that love all the time. But see, God in His faithfulness is going to send you a lot of needs. And I'm sure that every single one of you today, you got a lot of need. You are a needy people. It's okay. It's wonderful when I'm weak, then He's strong. Because He's got to show Himself mighty in my life. He's going to show me, son, watch me, stand back. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to show you again and again and again and again that I am the faithful one. It's not you. It's because I love you. I'm coming to work. These are the before ordained good works that you should walk therein. It's perfect. It's laid out. Quit trying to direct your steps. You don't know. And when you do, you're going to wind up in a place It's going to be far from me. Come home. Come home. Huh? Come home. This is where he's telling us. But you listen to this. In our time of need. See, we come to the throne of grace, brothers and sisters, not when we did a great deed. Not when we're on top of our game. Oh no, we come to the throne of grace to get glory when we're lacking. When we're falling very far short of things. When I'm in trouble. When I'm failing. Huh? How about when you were completely in unbelief? Get out of your shame. He took care of that. He nailed that to the cross too. Stop the guilt. Quit insulting God. His son died for all of that. Isn't it amazing? We get through one thing, praise God, a victory, but then it's like, oh my goodness, oh, I feel so guilty. I didn't come sooner. Knock it off. Cut that out. By God's grace, just get in there before the throne and say, Lord, thank you, you love me. Thank you that this is another need I have in my life. Thank you. Take this, Lord God. Let me rejoice in your courts. Let me realize how much love you have for me. See, that's when the windfall of grace is poured out on us, brothers and sisters. I'm not favored because of my acts. I'm favored because I'm a son of God. You're favored because you're a son of God. What do you think of that? See, I'm not talking about the guy next to you that might be whispering something different to your life. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about self. Self-condemnation. And self, all of these different things that will destroy your life. Look to the Word of God. Look to the truth. Allow that truth to be truly your guide. Let this mind be in you. This is the mind of Christ right here. Amen. You're a child of the living God. This is who you are. You can try to think you're different. You can try to think that this doesn't apply to you. Let me tell you something. The moment you said, Jesus, come into my life, the moment you called on the name of Jesus, you ceased to live anymore. He came into your life. You've been bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. You are not your own. When are we going to quit fighting that? When are we going to realize, Lord, it's so beautiful. I realize that my life is not my own. My life is yours. Thank you. You live in me. You're directing my life. See, that's what faith is. God, you open doors. I understand that. But just like Abraham, he went into a land. He went into a strange country. And he didn't know where he was going. He just knew that God called him out. And yet we try to be so definite in everything that we think about. Oh, I got to organize this. I got to get that done. And then if you're totally organized, then you try to get back to being organized. Quit fighting this thing. Let God. Thankful to Jesus who you are. Thank him for the infirmities. Thank him if you're an A-type. Lord, work on me. Thank God if I'm just a slacker. God, work on me. He'll come into your life. He takes you from glory to glory. These are the things that must be. Do you believe that you're wonderfully and fearfully made? Just perfect for him to get through to your life? If you were any other way, you wouldn't be in this meeting this morning. Well, no good thing withheld. My goodness. Not a one. See, it just keeps getting better. See, if you get deeper in the Word of God, it just keeps getting better. Yeah, the fire will get hotter. Sure. Because he's going to show that love. He's going to grow you up. That refiner's fire is exactly what it is. It's going to mold. It's going to shape you. And this is how he does it. And you can try to think of it any other way. Prosper and be in health. That doctrine's out there all over the place. Let me tell you something. If that was the truth, the Apostle Paul was the biggest failure that ever lived as a Christian. Look at the Word of God. Isn't it so simple? And it is. And it's not simple because, oh, I saw it, or I was born into this family, or because I went to this church. No. It's because of by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And he said so simply, if you will to know, I'm going to be right there to show it to you. Because this is my greatest will, is that you would be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. How beautifully complete that God, in one little verse, here it is for your life. And yet we want to wrestle. Yet we want to try to get it this way, or we think it needs to be done that way, because we have itching ears for everything else. How many books do you have in your home? When's the last time you read the Bible? What is your guide? Is it some cerebral one out here? Is it a scholar over there? Is it an organization that pumps out a lot of different things? God help you. It's the truth. It's the Word of God. And you can say, well, brother, sometimes I open it up and I don't really understand it. Some of these things seemed a little bit hard for me. He said, even if you be otherwise minded, I'll make this known unto you. He'll take you on. Do you believe God? See, you're not going to ever get ahead of Him. You can't. You say, well, Lord, I want to know this. I want to know that. Honey, you got to know this first. There's a building in your life. These things come. You can't just get from A to this. He's going to take you on from glory to glory. And you're not going to miss a one. And God oftentimes will say, now, honey, you didn't learn that lesson. We're going to do it again. And we're going to do it again. And we're going to do it again. You're going to repeat that course. And that's how God does it. And sometimes you did learn it. But He said, you did such a great job at it, I don't want to teach you again. He loves you. He loves you and He chastens you, and He'll chasten you sometimes and most times in the most intimate and sensitive places in your life. He said, well, Lord, I thought we got through that. And He said, oh, honey, but we had such a good time. Let's do it again. Come on. Do we believe God? You know He works that way. See? Now it's wonderful, brothers and sisters, because again, no good thing withheld. He's perfecting us. He's for us. He's working all things together for my good. And all I stand back and say, man, you love me. Now, why does He love me? Because of grace. It's just marvelous, wonderful grace. And He'll never stop because He cannot deny Himself. Isn't that wonderful? He can't deny Himself. He lives in you. Don't just claim that. It's just what it is. Just believe what God has done. I believe His word is true. I believe everybody in this place. This is the word of God. It's the word of God. He says these things. Know them for yourselves. Know the word of God, but not just know it. Now believe the word of God. Let the Holy Spirit take it and expand it in your life to where it becomes your breath, where it becomes the excitement for your life. Just say, Lord, I see that working in here. I hear You speaking to me in Your word. Now, I remember I quoted this to somebody a long time back. He said, oh, but brother, He withholds no good thing from them that walk uprightly. And I knew where this guy was going. You know exactly where that's going. See, love just went to flesh. Don't go telling me about all that love. Whoa, kind of stepped back. And I said, well, sure, absolutely. It's called yielding. Amen? Amen, it's called yielding. I understand that, and God tells us about that. We must yield. By God's grace, I hope to be a servant that would obey Him. But the thing you're going to realize is that it's His keeping. You try to keep a thing in your life, and I know you have, because I have too, you can't. You're going to fail. You might hold out a long, 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 long time, but then I can't believe I couldn't get that done. Rejoice in those things. That's God again showing Himself in your life. He had to do that to David. I was rejoicing with my brother-in-law the other day in the car. The failure of that brother, so immense to the eyes of the world. Absolutely. And this was a king, the position he was in. To get caught up into that stuff, he said, what are you doing? God allowed it. God did it for a perfect reason. Because God was showing him, David, you're the man after God's own heart. Because of grace. Because I did it. Because I called you. Because I chose you. See, you didn't come after me. I came after you. And you got it. And it hit you by the grace of God. Because I prepared your heart. I saw that you would respond. Whom He foreknew. Let's just get it right. He didn't just go predestinating some to heaven and some to hell. That's a devil's doctrine. He would that all men be saved. Now, God is all-knowing.
quit trying to figure out God's mind and just appreciate God's ways. And say, come to live in me, Lord. Let this wonderful mind just live in me. Let me trust you. Let me avoid the foolish questions. See, that's what man tries to do. And it's not that I'm trying to avoid something that I couldn't understand. The Word of God explains everything. But once you want to get away from the Word of God, it's going to venture right into stupidity. And that's what it is. And it's called a waste of time. And I'm not going to argue against something and someone that doesn't want to believe that the Word of God is His divine truth. That this is the Word. You'll waste your time. You might as well talk to the brick or the wood. Eventually that will be calling out the name of the Lord. They'll cry out, praise God. My goodness. But every knee is going to bow and every tongue going to confess that He is Lord. Know these things. But brothers and sisters, we understand that we need to yield. But it is His keeping. And as we go on, we realize that it is His grace. It's His grace that makes it possible for us to yield. That's what it is. Amen. We're not the keeper. He's the keeper. He's the one that does it. We're a vessel, praise God, that He's made, but He pours it in. And do you know what really this word walk uprightly means? I love this. The word walk in the Hebrew, you know what it means? Just go. Just go. Don't delay. Praise the Lord. Yield. Just go. And I think about how wonderful uprightly it means, entirely in accord with the truth. Did you hear that? Just go entirely in accord with the truth. Now, I think I remember a story, and I think you do too. Her name was Rebecca. Amen? And you know what she said? I'll go. She didn't know exactly where she was going, but she said, I'll go. And who met her? The one who would guide her into all truth. Right there. Praise the Lord. I'll go, and here comes the guide. Boom. Here comes all the truth. Here comes that precious, wonderful one that will take you on. Paul said it like this. Forgetting those things which are behind. I'll interpret that for you. It means just go. Forgetting those things which are behind. That means you just, I'm gone. Praise the Lord. Every day. It's not just a one in a lifetime shot. It's every moment. Because see, that's the trying of your faith. That's that fighting the good fight of faith. Just go. Amen. Forgetting those things which are behind. Just go. And then what does it say after that? And reach forth. Yield. Praise the Lord. Just go and reach forth. There's your yielding. Unto those things which are before. What's before you? Grace, 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 grace. Come before the throne of grace. And what does Paul say at the end? And press toward the mark for the prize. For the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's your glory. Hallelujah. Over and over and over and over and over in the Word of God. It's just the Spirit. It's the precious same message. But if every hair on your body ain't standing up right now, God help you. God help you to get up and call out to Him and say, thank you, Lord. I'm seeing this more and more. I believe you, but you're instructing me the more in your wonderful, wonderful word. That love of God is coming in, that table that's set for two. I'm starting to really realize. I have been sitting there all the time looking around at everything. My goodness, how beautiful it is in here. And look at what they have over there and all. Oh, my goodness, I'm looking at you. You're the one. You're the one that it's beautiful about being here. When you're really in love, you didn't care where you went to eat. It could have been McDonald's. It doesn't matter when you're really, really in love. Listen to this. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. This and my Lord, what want I more? See, that's when you'll get content in everything and in all things. Everywhere therewith to be content. It's so wonderful. We are just passing through. God willing, I'm going to do a funeral, if the Lord tarry, in about an hour. The one thing that dear lady said, the only thing I regret, is I didn't encourage my family more in the things of God. She said, I realize the only thing that matters, the only thing that matters is Christ. All this other stuff, it's gone. Let it hit home now. Enjoy it while you got it. Redeem the time. Be looking for his appearing. Now, I'll hurry along. The world says it like this, gentlemen, start your engines. The Lord says it like this, brothers and sisters, mount your camels. Amen? Yeah, we got a race to run. We got to finish. We got to win. Win. See, we're winners. I don't care what people have told you all your life. In Christ, you are a winner. Hallelujah. I love being optimistic for the people of God. How could you not be? How could you sit around there and look at folks and say, oh, well, you know, brother, they were caught in this a long time, and they've been like this a long. Get over that. Christ is in them. Christ is in them. I want to be happy in Jesus. I want to be optimistic in the Lord. I want to be singing his praises. I know there's times that it's going to be rough. It's going to be dark. It's going to be a lot of things. But Lord, come in quick. Convict my heart. This is just a moment. I realize, Lord God, that the darkness that might be going on right now and that valley is seeming awful, closing in on me. But I look to your word and I'm seeing that, Lord, those are the most precious times. This is the faith building time. This is the glory that's being finished in my life, that you are going to make known unto them that you love me. This is my time. My goodness, we need to take the grace, because that's the power. That's the power to get to the crowning glory, hallelujah, with him. And I was thinking as the Lord brought this to me, I said, oh Lord, you were there with the Father. You two were sitting there 3,000 years ago when they gave this to David. Can you imagine? 3,000 years ago, and they were rejoicing for him. But because of their foreknowledge and everything that they know, could you imagine them rejoicing in that day? Can you imagine, Father, what's going to happen to them at Living Waters Tabernacle on December 5th, 2010? They think like that. I know it. They rejoice in those things. Do you believe that every sigh of praise and thanksgiving to God, you don't think that all of heaven takes note? You're nuts if you don't. This is what the value is. We get caught up into things that are so trivial. Oh, he made a billion. He made a trillion. He just signed a baseball contract for this. Well, that's great. That's neat. Wonderful. What do you know about Jesus? What do you know about Jesus? What do you want about forever? Don't get caught up into those things, brothers and sisters. They're just passing by. If the Lord hits you with something like that in your own life, give glory to God. What a platform to be able to tell people, let me tell you about my Lord and my Savior. Let me tell you about my riches. These millions are nothing. They're nothing. It's going to all pass away. The word of the Lord endures forever. And thanks be to God that we know this. This is why we get excited in Christ. See, we believe God. And we believe God that he will do these things, that he will lead us completely and entirely in accord with the word of God. Now listen to this, filled with all the fullness of God, that we may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Can you imagine the desire that he has for you? Listen to those verses. It's all, it's complete. There's nothing lacking. His desire, brothers and sisters, for the Holy Ghost to take the things of Christ and make them mine. And I believe we're growing into this because we're believing. We're believing. Thank you, God. And in believing, it works effectually. And when it starts to work effectually in your life, I'm going to give you a sign. You can't help but blow. It just happens. I don't care how it happens. You'll be singing in a closet, man. You'll be walking through your house and saying, praise you, Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost flow in your life. So many things I'd love to say. God's got to tell them to you. Now, brothers and sisters, you talk about prophecy. Well, this is it. This is it. This is the word of the Lord being written into your life. Amen. What do you mean this, brother? What do you mean? We're part of the word of God. Yes, you're the part of the word of God. You're called the body part. You're the body part of the word of God. Well, yes, you are. Think about that. Hope you that would rub you the right way. And if you yield to it, you'll even be the glorious body part like him. Can you imagine a sun glory within? I can't. Because he tells me, son, I want you to go after this. Like him. With a little strength. We started today that he's a sun and a shield.
Now, I love this. She's got a little strength. Play on words? Oh, I don't know. Don't really think so. I believe that God so sweetly says, until he that hindereth is taken out of the way. Do you realize, again, the supplying of the Lord in the readied wife, what a shield she is to the world even at this time? See, Satan is not coming forth with his full fury until she is taken out of the way. I just think that's some pretty mighty, cool, whatever you want to say stuff. That's just incredible. She's like him. He's supplying her in so many ways. What do you think a vessel is? Adding to the usefulness of the husband. Oh, that's not for me, brother. You're getting too out there. Do you know how out there he is? I'm too in there. I need to get out there. Well, brothers and sisters, until the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has his wife and his glory, he's not going to take that throne until she takes it together. Together with him. Now you see why he wants you to take all his grace. There's no other way to attain to the ultimate will and desire of the Father and the Son until all of it's taken. All the fullness of God, all his precious will, to grow up into him in all things. He's after us. He's after you. Grace. Grace. You gonna rise up now? Remember, it wasn't about last week. It wasn't about the last 5-10 years that, God forbid, you blew. All I can tell you is he hadn't come yet. And you got right now. You got right now. And you know what? I think you'd be in pretty good standing if you came right now. Abound, abound in hope, brothers and sisters. This is what it is. Abound in it now. Say, Jesus, you gave me now. And I'm forgetting those things that are behind. And thank you, God. Today, this heart is running. It's leaping. It's coming after you. Let's just pray. Father, thank you again for this time. Thank you for your glory. Thank you. I think that you've penetrated some hearts in here today. We just are, again, in awe with how you deal with us. Your patience, your kindness. God, help us to see that you're the loving, 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 loving God that you are. That you're not there to thump us, Lord. You're there to continually woo us and say, honey, I love you. Just go. Just believe. Just step out in faith. I got it all laid out. Set your affections on me, the things above. For soon you will be with me. Thank you, Lord, for the promise. In Jesus' name, amen.